Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. And we got our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders, a very, very prolific author and writer. And we're glad he's our friend. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always glad to be with you.
Yeah, I can see that. I get that all the time. hey, one of the you had a very interesting article this week, or not this week. I guess it was this week, yeah, on this last week on what happens to old money. So, especially the paper money, we call it. We call it paper money, but there's no paper in it, is there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what's in that money, but as I was starting to research that, I opened up my wallet, and I just pulled out a few bills, and I mean, anybody who does this will find some that are old, crinkled, wrinkled, sort of messed up, and there's actually a very elaborate system for getting that old currency out of the money supply. Basically, as banks put deposit money at the Federal Reserve has these very elaborate procedures. A lot of it is automated with fancy machines. They sort through money, they pick out the money that is old. They can tell what age, how old it is. If it has too many perforations in it, they'll take it out. If it's torn, if it has stains on it, if the ink is too worn, and there are standards for all of these things. And that money gets separated out, and it basically under tight security just ends up getting shredded. And then most of that money used to go into landfills, believe it or not, but now a lot of that money is recycled. It ends up as compost. It ends up, get this, as insulation.
Wow.
Into some people's houses. So if you've bought a house in the last couple of years, you could have old money in there keeping you warm and some other things. But this is basically how the Fed cleanses the money supply.
The makeup of a dollar bill is 25% linen and 75% cotton. There's no paper at all in it. And of course, now we know that it has a little metal thread in it too, right? The new ones.
I guess.
The new ones have a little teeny tiny metal thread that goes through the vertically, that bisects the length of the or the width of the piece of the currency. The Federal Reserve banks, the 12 banks around the country, are where this money comes into from the banks, from the banking system, right? You give it to your retailer. Your retailer deposits it in the bank. The bank transfers it to the Federal Reserve banks. They're all over. There's a dozen of them around the country. I've been to the bowels of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Rick, where they processed checks and where they processed money.
Yep.
And I could look. Have you seen that? You can look in the window. If you ever get a chance to get a tour, folks, it's pretty fascinating. And you see them processing all this money in these big rooms. And I guess that's where they do all the checking and the culling and all that, right?
I guess so. They actually, in addition to those 12 regional offices, they have 28 what they call money centers,
yep,
which is where all this cash goes in and out. I mean, it's basically all the money, everything that people give to each other that goes through stores. I mean, it's right. It's sort of like goes through a cleaning system almost as it gets to the Federal Reserve. So at some point, all money, I suppose, just passes through the Federal Reserve, except for the money that somebody buries in their backyard for some quirky reason or stashes in their walls.
Right. Well, and you know, what's interesting is if you know about what the Federal Reserve banks do, they do a number of different things. One of them is is the money situation that Rick's talking about, also the check processing. But Rick, as we write fewer checks and use more debit cards, as we handle less cash and use more debit and credit cards, I've asked my Federal Reserve folks, my folks who are in the brain trust, what are those jobs going to go? They're going to go away at the Federal Reserve banks. Are we going to need the banks as much? They were first brought up literally to handle the money and the checks.
Well, and it's not just debit and credit cards; it's also electronic exchanges.
That's right.
Now,
all that.
I mean, a lot of us buy and sometimes sell things without ever touching of any cash.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, I think the end of cash is something that has been predicted probably since the beginning of the credit card. It's still with us.
Right.
It serves a purpose, and the demand for cash is pretty stable, believe it or not.
I think that's good news too. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some other issues with our good friend Rick Newman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.